Blog Talk Radio.
It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. If the I got something to say, if the I got something to say, show, it's the craziest thing to say,
but you're really great and mighty in the game.
If the I got something to say, if the I got something to say, show.
On the show with Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D Slate, with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move. Mr. Norfolk on Say Something New. On the go with CK. Turn up the radio for the quote of the day. Turn up the radio for the quote of the day. Turn up the radio for the quote of the day.
One, two, buckle my shoes. Three, four, we're gonna touch the floor. Five, six, pick up the stick. Seven, eight, don't be late. Nine, ten,
we're gonna do it again. We're gonna do it again. We're gonna do it again.
On the I Got On the I Got Something to Say show. On the I Got Something to Say show. On the I Got Something to Say show.
Hola, yes, the hostess with the most is on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. Welcome to another wonderful Monday. It's the I've Got Something to Say radio show, and we're on Blog Talk Radio, the Hour Show Radio Network powered. If you're not doing anything but watching football, or should I say foosball, we want you to continuously tune in because we have a wonderful show for you tonight. It is myself, Miss Fabulous, and we are so, so happy that you're here. And we also have the CEO, the producer, and man extraordinaire, the visionary, should I say, of the D Hour Show Radio Network, Mr. D Slate is in the building. What's going on, D Slate?
Hey, hey, what's happening, PJ? What's happening, everybody? The I Got Something to Say show once again on another lovely Monday in the building with you guys. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to give you guys another great show tonight on Monday. Let's go. Holler.
Holla, holla. Yes, a really ecstatic. You know, so we're going to be moving all over the place tonight. And should I go ahead and start with this? August is Black Business Month. So once again, if you're a business, you're a mover, you're a shaker, you want to be heard, definitely the D Hour Show Radio Network is a place that we are business friendly. Isn't that right, boss? We are
business friendly.
Right?
Yes, we are.
Business friendly. Well, can you tell the people if they want to get their music heard, if they want their business in the street, holla, just let them know how they can do that.
Yes, if you like to be featured on the D Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us. If you have a business or a website you would like to advertise on our network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. Make sure you do that. We will help you get your business or website advertised. You want to be featured on the network, all you got to do is email us. Just get with us. Send us the email. I hope it's not no bootleg email at you know, so-and-so.com or bleepity-bleep.com or whatever. It's got to be something legitimate, you know. We know MSN, we know Yahoo, we know Google, we know all of those different things. So, you know, make sure it's legitimate. We don't want no emails from a site we never heard of before.
Right, right. Some alias site, of course. Well, like I said, again, August is Black Business Month and also National Minority Donor Month. I'm a donor. Are you a donor, D. Slate?
Absolutely.
See, that's great. Great response. Great response, definitely. And also National Truancy Prevention Month. Next month, our kiddies will be going back to school. It all depends on what municipality in which you live or jurisdiction in which you live. But school is forthcoming, so get ready. Get ready. And we want our children. Yeah.
In some states, some schools have actually started this week and getting ready to start next week.
Wow. Wow, very interesting. So there you have it. And also, I found this to be very interesting as well, D-Sway, that August is What Will Your Legacy Be month. That's pretty deep, like puddles, okay? What will your
deep.
Legacy month be? Yeah. Yeah,
what
you
will
have
your
a legacy?
Legacy be?
Right, so that's going to be a rhetorical question.
Legacy. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Of course. See, but you've already reestablished and reinvented yourself because you've given, you know, persons such as myself a platform to be heard, okay, on the D-Hour Show Radio Network. So this imparts a legacy on your behalf. And for that, publicly, I would like to say thank you, D-Slay. Holla.
Well, you're welcome. Holla, 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 holla,
holla. Yes, it is 5 minutes after the hour, 5 minutes after the hour in the Virginia Beach Anonymous Blue Studios. Right now it's 69 degrees tonight. Tonight with showers late on. And on Tuesday, we're going to have another repeat of 80 degrees. On Wednesday, high 80s, 71 degrees in our lows, and isolated thunderstorms. I'm scary. I don't like thunderstorms, but you know, you need rain in order to grow. And when I say rain, I mean R-E-I-G-N. What you know, what you know about that. Yes, I don't think they're ready, D-Sway.
I don't think they're
yes.
ready.
I don't think they're ready. Now it's 6 minutes after the hour, 6 minutes after the hour. If you want to be a part of the show, call in at 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. If you're tuning in by way of website, yeah, you can watch television and look at the football game and listen to the D-Hour Show Radio Network. You can walk and chew gum. So www.blogtalkradio.com and / D Hour Show. All right, so we got a wonderful, wonderful show embarked for you all tonight. The fabulous news and birthdays, poetics picks. You know, we have our songs, Neo Soul Sessions, quote of the day, inspiration. You know, we're going to be moving things a little bit around. Instead of actually having a quote with inspiration, we are the inspirators, myself, Miss Fabulous, and D-Slay. 6 minute session with myself as well as D-Slay, Motivational Monday Music Break, Deal Breakers with D-Slay, and the Cookout Countdown Jams. The time is now 7 minutes after the hour. 7 minutes after the hour, we're going to go ahead and get into a little bit of music. This is my jam. That's why I call it Make Your Move Monday. It's what my homeboy from VA, Two Up, Two Down, Chris Breezy, is coming through. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show, Miss Fabulous on the MIC, D-Slate CEO of this wonderful radio network in the building, August 5th, one day after our wonderful POTUS birthday. Yes, Barack
yes.
Obama celebrated his 52nd birthday. That's my
yes.
birthday. On yesterday. So, you know, we'll be shouting him out on the fabulous news. We're all over the place. We want you to stay right here. Don't go nowhere. Don't turn that dial. It is 8 minutes after the hour. We're going to get into some fine channel with Chris Breezy. Holla.
Hello.
In a door, I just gotta know. Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
We are back live. It is 12 minutes after the hour. And that was just our very own in Virginia. Two up, two down. Chris Breezy with Fine China. I am excited Breezy. On this Monday. Yes. How you doing, DC?
I'm good. PJ, what's happening?
Hey, I'm actually live and about and around town. I'm just leaving a very wonderful event at which this gentleman by the name of Biz Spotlight, he does. He actually gets a couple of businesses together, and they showcase their businesses and so forth in kind of like of a comfortable type of setting. So I definitely want to shout him out in Virginia and also MP's, which is a, you know, Jamaican restaurant, Runtaran, you know, I say, boy. So to all of our listeners and to all of our faithful supporters, we just want to say thank you in advance because August is Black Business Month. So publicly, once again, I want to say thank you, D Slate, for having such an awesome radio network. Yes.
You are absolutely welcome, PJ. Absolutely welcome.
Absolutely. So what's on your mind? How did your weekend go? What are you doing? And what do you have coming up or anything innovative or exciting?
Well, my weekend was good. I got a chance to chill out and relax. We have quite a few things coming up, on the network and some great shows coming up this week. For Tuesday, for tomorrow, Elio and myself on the Tuesday spot. We got a couple of actors and actresses that's going to be on the show tomorrow, so definitely make sure you guys check it out. Wednesday, Naja Head, Brock Gunny, and RST will be talking to hip-hop legend J. Rue the Damager. Also, comedian G-Thang
is going to be
on the show with them. So definitely make sure you guys check that out. And then Thursday, it may be a nice surprise, so I'll hold off on that before I let you guys know about that. So, yeah, just... we got some great shows coming up, for the month, and we got some great things coming up. I'm working on trying to get some things going with the iHeart Music Festival or iHeart Radio as well. Also the big Arizona Jazz Festival is coming up out here in Arizona, so we're going to be a part of that as well. So got some great things coming up soon.
wonderful, wonderful. And by way of the East Coast, especially and particularly in Norfolk, Virginia, for the last couple of years, we've been celebrating the Caribbean Fest. So me, as a born Jamaican, you know, American and West Indian, I look forward to that every year. For those West Indians, you know, we normally play mask, and mask is participating in the parade in costume. Now, all the gentlemen, these ladies, they love the costumes because it only barely shows, should I say, your bottom teeth? Yeah, so very, very revealing, and it gives you the opportunity to have a great sense of pride of your culture. So the food is wonderful, the vendors, music, you know, everyone partakes. It's a family-orientated, you know, type of event, so I'm looking forward to that immensely. So once again, in travels right now, coming back from an event around town, but the D Hour Show Radio Network, we're a network that's on the move. So if you're just tuning in, definitely we thank you so, so very much for making the best choice possible to join us. All right? The time is now 16 minutes after the hour, 16 minutes after the hour. I think I want to go ahead and take another music break, if that's okay. And we'll do the fabulous news a little bit later on in the show. That's okay, D-Slay. We're going to kind of move around a little bit. That's all right.
I like that. Move around, move around.
About the cabin, yeah. Move around, move around. So right now we're going to go ahead and get in a little bit into some Carrie Hilson, Knock You Down. Sometimes love can do that, you know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. Knock you down. And you got to pick yourself back up, people. You know,
pick yourself back up. What you say. That's right. Don't let it overcome you. You be the overcomer. So
that's right.
I want to say this, too, to all of my military personnel before we play this song. I want to say thank you so, so very much. We respect you wholeheartedly for what you do. So the military, thank you for all that you do. And we just want to say
right. Thank
you from the D-Hour Show Radio Network. Can't say thank you enough.
And to the military, I salute you and I say, hoorah!
There you go. What you know. Yes. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, going to jump into another quick musical break. Carrie Hilson, Neo, as well as who else is in this lineup? All right.
In this lineup, we have some Carrie Hilson in this lineup, and she's so smooth, you know. Sometimes she can do it by herself.
There you go. She's a prolific writer, songwriter. You know, she was a ghostwriter for a lot of various artists, and people were not even cognizant of, you know, her ability to do so. And then she decided to come out as a mainstream artist as well. So she is just awesome, and I hope that, you know, one day we have the opportunity to interview her as well. So we're just going to just stop talking about it and be about it. Ladies and gentlemen, right now we're going to get into our next musical break. It's Love Knocks You Down, Carrie Hilson. Let's go.
Get it.
Holla.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have? Dessert or dessert?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. Then you came in.
My girl today. I used to be commander in chief. make it past your Caspers, so we could finally fly off into NASA. You was always the cheerleader of my dreams, it seemed to only date the head of football teams. And I was the class clown that always kept you laughing. We were never meant to be, baby, we just happened. So please, don't mess up the trick. Hey, young world, I'm the new Slick Rick. They say I move too quick, but we can't let this moment pass us. Let the hourglass pass right into ashes. Let the wind blow the ash right before my glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. I could have got his ass, someone that's only average for advice. OMG, you listen to that, bitch? Woe is me, baby, this is tragic. Cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now.
So
I'ma
you gotta
ask
pick them. The good with the bad, happy and the sad.
Oh, will you bring a better future than I had in the past?
Oh, cause I don't wanna make the same mistakes I did.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Yes, we are back live 25 minutes after the hour, and that was just by Keri Hilson, Neo, and Kanye West. Love knocks you down, but when it does that, you pick yourself back up and you keep it moving like a U-Haul truck. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's yours truly. Yes, Miss Fabulous on the MIC on this marvelous Monday, Music Making Monday, and we also have the CEO, yes, of the wonderful radio network. I'm speaking no other than D. Slate. It's in the building. How's it going, D. Slate?
I'm good. Just enjoying the music, having a wonderful time on the I Got Something to Say show again on another wonderful Monday, Motivated Monday. We're getting it in for you guys today. Fans, are you guys listening? I know you are. Thank you for your attention.
Yes, thank you so, so very much. And speaking of which, I love our new PSAs. And those are public service announcements. They're geared more so towards social change. So being that school has already begun in some demographics and populations, and some areas school is forthcoming, we are big, big advocates and huge proponents of education on this network. So on behalf of the D Hour Show Radio Network, we want your children to be successful. And if you're an adult and you're in college or you're going back to obtain your GED or higher education learning degree or certificate, we want to say go get it. We want you just to be the best that you could possibly be, and it can never be too late to stop believing and stop educating yourself. And speaking of which, happy belated birthday. President Barack Obama turned 52 years of age, 52 years young on yesterday. So happy belated birthday to our number one commander-in-chief, our number one POTUS, that is our president of these United States. So a lot of other people born in August. Whitney Houston is born in August, Michael Jackson, and one of our guests that we had last week, Marcus Houston's birthday is this month. So without further ado, the time is now 27 minutes after the hour. Let me go ahead and get into the fabulous news and birthdays so we can continue to bring you those hits. We got a lot of great songs lined up for you tonight. So for the fabulous news, I found this story to seem to be very, very interesting. Intense flavor. Get this, D-Slay. Are you ready? The $330,000 hamburger that was built in a lab hits the spot. Did you not hear what I said, D-Slay?
You might have to say that again.
Okay, let's go. Intensive flavor. The $330,000 hamburger that was built in a lab hits the spot. That's right. In London, after years of research and weeks of build-up, taste testers on Monday, speaking of today, finally bit into a burger created from stem cells in a culture dish rather than meat from a farm or a store. The burger was cooked in front of reporters. I mean, I had to look at this and I stumbled over my words. And listen, was taste tested by Chicago-based author and food writer Josh Swarhart, an Australian food researcher. Yes, although they struggled to decide whether they liked the taste, both were pleasantly surprised at the texture and the juiciness given and the absence of natural fats. It wasn't unpleasant, quoted, but there was quite an intense flavor, unquote. The surface of the meat was crunchy. Surprisingly, the taste itself was as juicy as meat could be, but different. It's more of an acquired taste, I suppose. It tastes like meat, but not like meat, or kind of like whatever. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but nonetheless, this is going to be the new wave, but $330,000 burger. Can you imagine going to a restaurant and be like, yeah, let me get an inklet of that $330,000 burger?
Wow.
Interesting, yes. And in closing for that, the process involves nurturing the extracted cells so they can grow into small strands of muscle tissue in culture dishes. It takes about 20,000 of such strands to create one hamburger. So do you think this is the wave of the future? We shall see, season, for like seasonings on the burger. Moving right along, Tawana Brawley hopes. Remember, this incident took place years ago. Why she is paying $627 a month. For those who may be too young to remember, Tawana Brawley was a 15-year-old that claimed that she was raped by six white men. A jury ruled that the claim was a hoax. Today, Tawana Brawley is paying one of those men, get this, in the amount of $627 as a result of a defamation case. She speaks to reporters. This took place back in 1988, where a grand jury concluded that Brawley's story had been, when she had been raped, was not necessarily the truth. Tawana Brawley has paid over millions of dollars for, you know, counsel representation and so on and so forth. But the Reverend Al Sharpton was also involved in this case. She quotes that finally she's making payments or she's paying something. The suit for defamation won a $185,000 judgment, but she owes him more than 400 $1,000 with interest, and she's only paying $627 per month. In 1988, the grand jury concluded that Brawley was not abducted, not raped, not sodomized, nothing that her sexual assault kit showed for that prolonged amount of time. So no charges were brought about in that case. I have no comments regarding that. Two-year-old, yes, with 2 weeks to live in Pennsylvania, becomes the couple's best man. Love, love, I heart this particular story. Looking for diapers in a tiny, tiny pinstripe suit. The two-year-old boy, with only having 2 weeks to live, served as the best man for his parents' wedding in Pennsylvania. Little Logan stood with his grandmother and during the ceremony, and the parents stated, we're married. However, you know, just the loss of, just to think of losing their son, you know, in weeks to come is going to be more so of a heartbreak than a happiness. During the trip to the emergency room last month, a test revealed that a mass with a remaining kidney was malignant with cancer. So we're definitely praying for this family, definitely, definitely praying for the family. The month of August, admit that you're happy month, National Catfish Month, National Golf Month, yay, Romance Awareness Month. I don't know how I feel about that. Okay, so today is the fifth day. I want to say happy belated birthday to the U.S. Coast Guard and Work Like a Dog Day, which is today. Tomorrow is Wiggle Your Toes Day. All right. Yes. Now, I don't know how I feel about August 11th, D-Slate. It's Presidential Joke Day. You can't be joking on my president, okay? So we're going to digress. No. So I'm not going to celebrate this day, but this is the last bit of the fabulous news. Powerball jackpot, fourth biggest in the United States history after a no-weekend winner. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Less than 3 months after a Florida man won the biggest Powerball jackpot ever. Yes. There was roughly $400 million that had reached, but no winner. Sorry, Saturday's winning numbers were 21, 24, 36, 42, 45, and the Powerball was 15. No winner. We hope that they get a winner soon. But some of the areas in which the Powerball is played in 43 states, to include Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Each state participates in the game, decides how to utilize the money. All right, so we shall see who's going to be the big, big winner. I guess I'm going to have a new cousin or something like that.
That's right.
Today's birthdays. Well, let's go back to yesterday. Yesterday we had President Barack Obama and Billy Bob Thornton's birthday. And Jeff Gordon, happy belated birthday. Today we have Maureen McCormick. Tomorrow we have, Soleil Fry. Remember her? Punky Brewster? Yes. That was my girl. Absolutely. So for the month of August, we have quite a few birthdays. We have Megan Good. We have Whitney Houston. Her birthday is on the 9th of August. Marcus Houston as well. Viola Davis. Hulk Hogan's birthday is in the month of August. Romeo, used to be Little Romeo, but Romeo, Alfred Hitchcock. Irvin Johnson. And the list just goes on and on and on. And also, my girl Madonna and Angela Bassett is going to be celebrating birthday in the month of August. This has been another wonderful segment of the Fabulous News. The time is now 35 minutes after the hour. You still hanging in there, D-Slate?
Getting it. Hollering and padding. And killing it.
Killing it, yes. Well, we're going to go ahead and take another musical break right now. Going to go ahead and get into some music break Monday, melodic Mondays, I like to call. Going to bring you a little bit of Somebody Else featuring Mario with Nicki Minaj. And also, my girl, you know, ladies, we can identify when Fantasia says, lose to win. Sometimes you gotta lose to win again or win to lose again, however it goes. But I felt that thing when she sung that in person. What? Oh, yeah. It's going down right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Myself, Miss Fabulous, D Slate, 36 minutes after the hour, 36 minutes after the hour. Don't go nowhere. We're going to keep it moving. And D Slate, I'm sure he has some interesting things to talk about as well. We have some wonderful music. So keep it locked right here on the hour, the D Hour Show Radio Network. Let's go ahead and get into some music. Let's go. Holla.
Bitty baby.
Thank you. forget you. You ain't here for dinner, like I'm up for dinner. I loved you for your inner.
About it all the time.
What are we going to do if we lose the house?
It's time to stop thinking and start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. We've helped over a million homeowners and we want to help you. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Yes, we are back live 45 minutes after the hour. You know, I'm out of breath because I was actually getting my workout on. I know you're like, Miss Fabulous, what do you mean your workout on? It was like a sensuous Lose to Win song by Fantasia. But you know what? Sometimes you got to work out your mind, body, and soul. So I was trying to just go up and down the stairs and listen to the music and focus and meditate on that particular voice and the words. And then the other things seem to deplete itself because you're so involved in the physical. So sometimes you got to find ways to enhance your level of creativity, right, D. Slate?
That's right. Yes, indeed.
So I was actually working out, yes.
working it out.
Yes, it's another wonderful working out right now. It's another wonderful Monday. I'm so glad to be here. It's the 5th day of August, 2013, the I Got Something to Say radio show. And as my boss, your producer, and your CEO of this magnificent radio network has indicated, we're going to be doing a lot more for the last portion of this year to bring you the best entertainment possible. So we thank you in advance for joining in, supporting all of our shows on the Hour Show Radio Network. You were just listening to the sounds of Somebody Else by Mario and Nicki Minaj. That is my jam. And also the very beautiful and gifted and talented Fantasia, Lose to Win. Yes. So I'm winning. Dollar sign winning. Or should I say, what is it called? Amber sign? Yeah, just winning. I'm winning. Okay.
That's it.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to have some open discussion right now. D-Slate, what do you got going on right now? What are you feeling with everything going on in the world? What are your thoughts on anything in particular?
Well, you know what, PJ? What I've been noticing, I don't know, I remember talking about this before. I've been noticing there's been a lot of shark attacks. And I'm not really sure, you know, what the situation is with that, but there's been a lot of shark attacks going on, and sometimes this week is Shark Week for everybody, you know, and you can definitely get on Discovery Channel to check that out. But I think that it's important, you know, especially for those individuals in certain areas like Hawaii. Anybody that's off the coast of a particular, you know, ocean, Florida, you know, California, you know, Texas, you know, some of those places who've been plagued by shark attacks, South Carolina, you know, a lot of those places that have been, you know, hit with shark attacks, I think people need to be a little bit more careful as to, you know, when you're going out there and you want to surf or swim or whatever the case may be, you know, some people are thinking, oh, you know, nothing's going to happen to me, or, you know, it doesn't happen all the time. And I think that it's been happening a lot lately. So I think people need to be a little bit more cautious when you're out there swimming in the oceans, because understand something again, I've stated many times, they're not invading your space, you're invading their space.
Absolutely.
You know, that's their home. That's where they live. So, I mean, people can't say, oh, the sharks can't be in this area. That's where they live.
That's,
you know,
right.
They live in the ocean. That's where they live. So, you know, nothing can be said about they can't be here in this area. They can't swim. That's where they live, man. So you need to be a little bit more cautious when you're out there swimming in some of those oceans or even some of the off some of the coastline.
I'm going to say this real quick. Sorry about that, D-Slate. You know, it makes perfect sense, because it would be all the same if they came into your living room and started scrambling eggs. And you'd be like, what is a shark doing in my place? What is a shark doing in my home, my condo, my townhouse? So basically, you know, without verbally expressing that, that's probably if in their shark mind they're thinking, like, this is my habitat and you're disrupting my space. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Like when bears come out the woods and people are like so frantic, oh, my God, there was a fox in my neighborhood. There was a bear. We're building all this development and houses and commercial property and so on and so forth. But just be cognizant that someone or something was there prior to your developments. And it's not going to go away instantaneously. You have to adapt to the adaptation, okay? So point taken.
You know, and I just, you know, like I said before, it's just, you know, it's just, you know, be careful. I mean, some people, like I said, people are thinking that, you know, it doesn't happen all the time, but I've been noticing the last few years, especially lately, it's been coming very frequent. You know, the shark attacks are getting kind of frequent, so I don't understand why, but I think people definitely need to get, you know, to be careful. When they're out there swimming on those coastlines or swimming in those oceans. With that being said, also on my mind is a few things I heard in the media, you know, real quick. I guess it's been said that actress Raven Simone has come out into the open
talked about being lesbian. I guess for those that didn't know, I think some people have some speculation, but I guess she's come out and talked and stated that she's lesbian. Good for her. You know, that's her lifestyle.
Right.
She doesn't have to be undercover anymore. So I'm glad she feels comfortable enough to be able to speak about that and be open about it. So definitely good for her. You know, and that plus it builds confidence to be able to be open in a particular topic like that, because I know that's very delicate.
And that's for a reason too.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and also, for all my peeps, we recently talked about on the shows about DJ Khaled proposing to Nicki Minaj on MTV, and I guess apparently it was a hoax. I guess apparently he was doing it, to help promote his album that was coming out. So for those that wasn't sure whether or not it was real. I guess he came out and said that, it was just a stunt to help promote one of his albums that's coming out.
Wow, that's deep right there.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, again, there's a lot going on in the world, and, we're able to express our opinions and, be able to live amongst, natural habitat. And, we're inhibited creatures by nature and by nurture, so... Hey, if we want to come out and do a hoax or do a practical joke or whatever the case may be, guess what? We have every right to entitlement to be who you are, do what you do, but at the end of the day, just be who you are. That's all I can say in so many words. You know what I mean? I can't tweet 140
right.
words, but I certainly can say it in more than one. Be yourself, okay? Be yourself. That's three words, okay? So, yeah, I'm good. Still got 37 left?
That's
we're
right.
Just clowning. We're just clowning. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. The time is now 53 minutes after the hour. D-Slay had to sit back and digress that real quick. Not digest
yeah,
it, but have to digress.
I had to think about that for a second. I had to conversate with myself to go back to myself and say, this is what you said. Yeah, I went there.
Did I not do a Jesse Jackson? I'm like, okay, did I repeat myself to Pete to read? I don't get it. I'm good. Just be yourself, people. Be yourself. And speaking of being yourself, if you're an artist, if you're a business owner, definitely you want to be promoted on the D Hour Show Radio Network. August is Black Business Month. And, I have quite a few businesses in which I've done work or, kind of work with throughout the years. And there's some fabulous, fabulous Black African-American proprietors of establishments. So definitely support, if you're purple, support small businesses. First and foremost. But I definitely want to give a shout out to Brinkley Financial Firm here in Virginia. Husband and wife, they're a young African American couple, and they are doing great, great things. So definitely want to shout them out, and hopefully maybe we can get some business owner spotlights throughout the month of August. How does that sound, D-Slate?
Sounds good to me, absolutely.
Yes. All right, it is I, Miss Fabulous, and it is D-Slate, and I believe we have some new listeners by way of, Djibouti, Africa, and our military personnel, and in Germany, and also in Australia, Texas is shouting out, Florida is shouting out, of course, Virginia and Arizona, New York is in the building, so definitely my hometown, Boston, Massachusetts, we drive cars, we're in the building as well, so, we're going to keep it moving like U-Haul, if you can hear me clap twice. Yes, I hear you. I see you. If you can hear me clap twice. Thank you so much for that, D-Slay. I felt you in the studio. I felt your vibe, brother. Yes, the hostess with the most is on the microphone. Poetic Justice, a.k.a. my alias, Miss Fabulous D-Slay in the building. We're going to keep it going. Got some more music to bring for you on this eve at the top of the hour. We're going to go ahead and get started now with our musical lineup, the Neo Soul Sessions and Lessons. I can't wait to hear that lineup. Got some wonderful music. Cocoa Butter by India Irie, The Best You Ever Had by John Legend, and yes, Forever with Chrisette Michelle. I think that's what we're going to do. Yeah, we're going to keep it moving. So the Neo Soul Sessions, yes, with Miss Fabulous and D Slate in the building. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here. It's the I've Got Something to Say right to your show.
For all you Neo Soul lovers, it's the Neo Soul Session. And let's
look at you.
Number three. Number two.
What you came for?
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in a 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yes, yes, we are back live. It's 9 minutes after the hour, 9 minutes after the hour, and you are just tuning in for the first time. Yes, you're listening to the D-Hour Show Radio Network, of course, but it's the I Got Something to Say on this marvelous Monday, this music-making Monday, motivational Monday. Whatever way you put it, just be positive about yours on today. Yours truly, and the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Port of Justice, a.k.a. my alias, Miss Fabulous, and we also have my producer, my boss, and the visionary of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, D. Slate, is hanging out with us on tonight. What's going on, D. Slate, in the building?
What's happening, PJ, in the building? See, I got something to say, radio show. We all listening. We got something to say. Everybody's saying something right now, whether it's under your breath, whether it's inside your head. I don't know. You could be saying something crazy. You could be saying something intelligent. Just say something.
Okay, say something. That's right. Well, I want to say something. I want to say happy birthday to a young lady that I met in the local Walmart. You find some interesting things in Walmart. You come across some interesting people, and I have the most interesting conversations. The girl, young lady, I think was probably about 13 or 14 years of age, and said, "I like your shoes. I like your dress." And was just complimenting me. So, you know, that's really, really great that her parents have instilled that, you know, first, nice mannerisms. And second of all, she has great taste because I'm Miss Fabulous. But I digress. Let me get back to the point intended. But she says my birthday. I said, you know, I do radio. So I'm in the middle of the aisle, you know, between the milk and the bread, and saying, go, it's your birthday. Go, Cynthia, it's your birthday. You know, we make a song about everything. And I'm doing the network, the rebound, you know, dancing in the middle of the aisle, getting it hard. So they joined in. So there you have it. Happy birthday, young lady, to Cynthia that I met in Walmart in Virginia. I hope your birthday was fabulous as you are, and do well and be successful in life. And shout out to my niece who's joining the United States Army. Hoorah. Yes, I'm so, so happy for Zaporia. Girl, you make your auntie Poetic Justice proud. Yes, she loves it. My sister's crying and taking pictures and posting them on Facebook. Her baby is going to be a soldier. Well, she's doing good in the community. Unity in the community. So definitely, I am so proud of my niece, Zaporia. You do great things and make auntie proud, honey. Yes, so we are just going to keep it moving like you all. If you can hear me clap twice. Yes. I hear you clapping in the studio, D. Slate. If you can hear me clap twice. There you have it. It's another wonderful segment. It's now 12 minutes after the hour. 12 minutes after the hour. So ecstatic. We're stumbling. Had some really great guests the last couple of episodes on the D-Hour Show Radio Network for the I've Got Something to Say radio show. So stay tuned. We're going to have wonderful, wonderful things ahead by way of television and so on and so forth. I don't want to give all of our surprises away because my boss is on the, you know, on the other side of this microphone. Yeah, oh, D-Slay, I didn't know you were here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's happening?
Yes, definitely. So if you're an artist, established business, and so forth, you want to get some exposure that you need, we're the ones that can provide it. And we always have wonderful specials that are running, especially throughout the month of August, considering it's Black Business Month. What type of specials do we have, D-Slay?
Well, what we have some very special specials going on, especially for an advertisement. Definitely make sure you guys hit us up if you're a small business. You know, we definitely support the small business. Small businesses, large businesses,
If you have a website you want to promote, all you got to do is hit us up, dhourshow@gmail.com. 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 Hit us up and we'll get all the information to you about you advertising on the network. All you got to do is hit us up.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds great. Yes, we're going to keep things moving 14 minutes after the hour, 14 minutes after the hour. And to all of my professionals in education, as you prepare for the school year, definitely get your last couple of weeks in. It may even be days. It may even be, should we say, hours before you go back into these classrooms. We want you to empower our youth. We want you to be able to give them words, encouraging words of wisdom, because I am a former educator, was an educator, always an educator. And you have to say this: sometimes your words, your impression may be the only thing, the first and last thing that that child hears or experiences within that day. You don't know the socioeconomic statuses or, you know, the household dynamics in which a child has come in order to prepare for school. So, you know, and also I want to say this: one of my friends, shout out to Kenny Fleming, put something very interesting on his Facebook page about school supplies, back-to-school supplies and drives. So if you happen to be in your local, you know, area store and what have you, and there's a sale on supplies, you may not have small children, but however, there's unity and community, pick up a couple of extra supplies, because it may be the difference between that single mother having to purchase dinner or supplies for her baby to get back to school, okay?
That's
so,
right.
You know, all of us Greek people, you know, we wear our, you know, Greek letters proudly, and we're a member of this, and we're a member of that, and, you know, the status quo and so on and so forth. That's great if you're in the movie School Days. That's wonderful. However, in the real world, we join these organizations because of brotherhood, sisterhood, scholarship, and service, okay? That goes from 1906 for the Alphas all the way down to the Iotas in 1963. I'm a proud member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And it's all about service. So shout out to my AKAs, to my Deltas, to the Zetas, Sigma Gamma Rho's, to the Alphas, Omegas, the Kappas, the Sigmas, my brother's Blue Fire, you know, as well as the Iotas, to my Eastern Star Sisters, I see your light, to my brothers, the 357, I see you traveling, to the Leaps, to whatever motorcycle clubs, I don't care if you bat your eyes five times organization, give that and help these kids so they can be successful adults. You understand what I mean? Holla.
That's right.
Yeah, that's my public service announcement. How you feel about that, D. Slate? You know, single parents, you have a daughter, and, you know, I know how you value education. And, you know, sometimes we got to step in when we can get in and just to be not a hand out, but be a hand up. You know what I mean? How do you feel about maybe picking up extra, you know, supplies or whatever the case may be, if the crowns are quarter? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I think it's important. I mean, I think it's important. You know, I think that, you know, we definitely need to help. I mean, education is important. You know, everything we can to support, anything we can to help and motivate them. I mean, a lot of kids, you know, today, you know, a lot of them aren't motivated to go. I mean, so, you know, helping them out by getting them everything that they need, you know, that's motivation. You know, that shows them that, you know, if they see other individuals are excited about them going to school and excited about them getting their education, then they'll be excited too, you know, because, you know, kids learn fast and they learn a lot. So, you know, when they see that other people are excited for them, they're going to be telling themselves, okay, why is everybody so excited? You know, there must be something to this. I need to get excited too. I need to get motivated myself. And just little bitty things by doing things like that, it gets motivated, and I think that's important.
Absolutely. It's extremely imperative because, again, you know, we're from a more of a technological standpoint where, you know, tweeting and social media, it may be more important at that particular moment than actually wanting to make an A in the subject matter, your core subjects. Or the work is a lot different from, you know, maybe an older parent or a grandparent that may be playing the role as a guardian, you know what I mean? So pre-algebra
That's right.
may be very strange or maybe very arduous to a traditional grandmother who's in her late 60s or early 70s. The learning curve has, you know, changed over a period of time. You know what I mean? So I'm a lifelong student. You know, I constantly go. I'm hopefully going to be working on my PhD. I've been saying this for years. I'm going to go back next year. I'm going to go back next year and do my PhD. Well, it's all in timing. But, you know, I'm a huge proponent for education. You know, a product of the projects doesn't mean that I have to remain there. It just meant that at that time, my mother and father did the best they could do. Rest in peace to my father and my stepfather. So, you know, I had a lot of positive influences, and they knew that, you know, we were impoverished for that time. However, my mind and my escape was through my education. Okay, so I was a little black girl in the projects. However, my escape to be all over the world was when I opened up that book, you know, and it made all of the difference. So we got to get back to basics, you know what I mean? Put down the video games and open up a book. Allow your children to go outside and just run, run, run until they get tired or until the streetlights come on. We have to allow these kids to get back to the basics and be a kid. They're going away too fast. And you're going to be a child a lot less than you will become an adult, or you'll be an adult a lot longer than you will a child. So, you know, enjoy your youth. That's all I'm saying. Enjoy your youth. Allow these kids to be, yes, to be children, okay? You know, there's nothing in the world going on with them having to have the burdens of, you know, being the adult and the child. It can't be both. It can't be. You know, you agree, D. Flynn?
I wholeheartedly agree. Wholeheartedly.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Absolutely. All right, well, the time is now 20 minutes after the hour. If you're just tuning in, we applaud your efforts for tonight. We're always going to compete with Monday nights, of course, because, you know, it's back to football, foosball season. I'm a huge sports fan, so it's going to be a little bit arduous and challenging to be in the studio doing the show and trying not to feast my eyes on the plays and the flags and all of that. Fantasy football is in effect. You know, I applaud to all of my sisters and women who are getting into the craft of becoming, you know, commissioners of their own fantasy football leagues and so forth. I applaud that. That's great, you know, because some things are not meant for gender. Some things are gender specific, but I believe in sports is sports is sports. So I'm an avid golfer, and yes, August is National Golf Month. Hey,
right.
You know, so think outside the box, employ yourself to do something different and not be stricken because of your gender, of your age, of your, you know, socioeconomic background or whatever. Get out there and do something different. If not for yourself, just do it. You know what I mean?
I mean,
have some get up about you.
It's National Golf Month, so, you know, my alter ego will be out there getting some golf in. I mean, so... Yeah, I mean, my alter ego will be out there playing. He's known as Panther Woods. Oh, yeah, Panther Woods will be out there playing. Oh, yeah, Panther Woods. He'll be out there playing.
Right, right. Shout out to my coworker, Jeff Kess. He's an avid golfer. I mean, he golfs like nobody's business, and we joke him all the time. We call him the Tiger Woods of Tower to Drive. It's an inside office joke, but, you know, nonetheless, he is serious about his. You know, I play a couple of rounds of golf here and there, 18 holes, sometimes 9. You know, sometimes I walk the bag. Shout out to my best friend who's also a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha, the AKAs. Shout out to Grace. She got me into the golfing thing. So the next thing I'm going to try, D-Slate, and to our listening audience, you ready? Yeah, I want to fetch. I want to fetch. It's a very competitive sport. Yes.
All right, now get your fence on. I mean, for those that don't know, I mean, you know, and we're not talking about stealing items and selling it. No, not that kind of fence. Just as long as you know. So,
literally. Right, I'm just saying, right. Literally fencing. Okay, so I announce boxing, I coach basketball, I play tennis, I golf. I used to run track many, many moons ago, light years ago. You know, so I love football. I love soccer. I like, you know, international sports, rugby, and things of that nature. And congratulations to the royal family on their new addition to their family. You know, our future prince in the UK. So I'm sure British Betty will be really glad about that and blow up talk right here, you know. And
you'll be right
speaking
about
of
that.
Which, Yes, yes. And I also want to say rest in peace to Kid Craddock. You know, we lost a very, very instrumental gentleman in the radio world. He would truly, truly be missed. He was participating in, you know, should I say, giving back to the community during his untimely
yes.
death. So, you know, definitely right. he would truly be missed. And rest in peace. All right, so
rest
the time is
peace.
Now... Yes, 23 after the hour. We're going to come ahead and bring you some more hits before we get out of here tonight. This show has been immense for us, and too much time flies when you're having fun. That's what Janet said, you know.
She said it.
And that song towards the end gets kind of sensual. I mean, I felt myself rubbing my arm. I was like, ooh, you nasty, Miss Fabulous.
All right.
Funny how times fly. Yeah, you got to listen to that song in detail, but don't listen to it with the lights off and by yourself, because
if you'll be
doing this. Right, you'll be rubbing your arm. Right. Silly. Shout out to my mom, who's a fan of our show. Yes, Mama Poetic Justice, I love you so very much. She loves this show, D-Slate. And she marks us, and she imitates us, and you know, how I talk, and I change my voice, and so forth. So shout out to my mother, and shout out to your mother, who are huge fans of this radio network, and just proponents and supporters of this and which we do, because we are radio. So let's go ahead and get into our next musical break. I feel like a little bit of mirrors from Justin Timberlake and When I Was Your Man. Well, not saying when I was your man. How about just be my man? How about that? Bruno Mars. Get it. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Miss Fabulous in the building. D Slate. Let's go. Holla.
Holler.
Offer something to admire, cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this part of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare might be hard to find, just know that I'm always there and now on the other side. Cause with your hand in my head and a pocket full of smoke, I can say it is no place.
Figured it out. You.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You should have brought me flowers and held my hand. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking in the mirror singing to myself, you know.
Oh.
Because I'm dancing with another man.
Mirror, who's on the wall?
Yes, Miss Fabulous is the fairest of them all on the D Hours Radio Show Network. I just messed that all up. But nonetheless, we're glad that you're here. I'm Miss Fabulous, the hostess with the mostest on the MIC and D Slate. We're in the building. Yes, another wonderful, magnificent, marvelous music making Monday. Try to say that after two, I don't know, coolers? Should I say wine coolers? All righty then.
Boom, boom, farm, boom, farm.
Yeah, no, no, not Hooters. I say Coors.
Boone Farm.
Boone Farm. Who does that? I mean, Boone Farm, oh, my God. We're talking about in 1980 when Ronald Reagan was around.
I'm going to go more old school than that to get you some Wild Irish Rose. I mean, that's all I say.
Wow, I can't take it. I'm taking out my Jerry Curl right now. I can't take it. I'm doing the Snake and the WAP. I can't take it. I'm playing my 2600 Atari. We were talking about that earlier, two friends of mine. And remember the tennis game was like, poof, poof, poof.
Real slow.
Yeah, we're dating ourselves right now. Pole position, prepare to qualify. I used to love when they say that.
Prepare to qualify.
Yes. Prepare to qualify. And Pac-Man, yeah, I'm just recreating my childhood. I'm telling you, we didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah, it's funny though, because when you think about the Pac-Man, you know, the way the video game Pac-Man sounds, and then the way the way Pac-Man sounded on Atari 2600, it was
can we get a little bit more flavor? Can somebody do a remix on it or something? No, but DY on the actual video game, it'd be like
exactly. Like, look, can we get a Bad Boy remix on it or something?
I'm so weak in the studio right now. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, it is I, Miss Fabulous. Once again, I am cracking up, busting a gut. Because I'm telling you, I remember this so vividly. And in the summertime, we used to have, like, video game competitions, right, in the projects in which we live. Shout out to Lafayette Shores, right? And you would pay a quarter, you would get popcorn in a bag, you would get a frozen cup, turn the frozen either red or purple, not cherry, but red, red or purple, turn the frozen cup over, you eat the frozen cup with the spoon while you're, you know, competing for whatever, you know, quarters or extra bag of popcorn or whatever. And then, you know, we go to the school park, we have like a talent show there, we do arts and crafts at the library. I mean, you know, it was fun being a kid and a teenager in the 80s, I'm telling you, you know. And then my high school years, you know, graduating from college in the early 90s and, you know, college and even earlier 90s. So, you know, that era right there for us mature people, I'm not going to say, you know, which category I define myself, but you're only as young as you feel and as old as you are, you know, something like that, right, D-Slate?
I was a video game junkie. Like I said, it's a difference between the arcade version, the way it sounded, and the way, you know, the Pac-Man sounded on Atari 2600. Arcade was... And then you have the 2600. And we was excited. You was excited about that. That sound got you excited when you play it. When you hear it now, you yawn and go to sleep. But I'm just saying,
right.
You know, I mean, it was exciting back then, you know?
Word, son, word. I'm telling you. Now, for girls, our highlight was when I was up north in Boston and in New York, and then I moved to Virginia. Let me tell you, I was the double Dutch queen. You don't know anything about that. What are you talking about? The double Dutch queen. And not only did we play double Dutch, we also had major competitions. Let me tell you, like six of us little girls from the projects, right, went to compete against some girls from Japan, some Japanese jumpers. And we were ecstatic, and we were on ESPN. So that particular day, I had my hair pressed and combed really, really straight. And my mom was like, why did your ponytails look like that on television? That's not how I did your hair earlier before you left here. I was so excited. I could have been out there bald. Do you understand? I was on ESPN competing against some Chinese girls in double dutch or Japanese at the time. So that was the highlight. But I'm telling you, it's nothing like being able to be a kid. I stressed that earlier, and I want to continuously stress upon that because healthy children become productive adults. Say it with me now.
Healthy children
become, yes, productive adults. Absolutely. So allow them their innocence. Allow them to get out there and do some stuff so they won't have to recreate their childhood later on. That's right.
That's right.
Who is my teacher? Yes, I am smart. So shout out to all of the teachers. My Aunt Regina, you know, rest in peace to my late Aunt Josie. She was a fantastic teacher with Norfolk Public Schools for 30-plus years. You know, she loved her students. She loved and loved and loved her students. So, you know, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and keep it moving, bring you another musical break right now, because we're going to be getting out of here shortly, you know, and hit up an IHOP or something. IHOP, I walk, you walk, something. I mean, sister, okay. Hungry stomach in my back. You know what I mean? Hungry. So, and I'm hungry for this good music and for all that we have forthcoming on this network. And if you are, speaking of hungry, if you're a starving artist, you like I made that transition, D-Slate?
That's right.
So I said hungry, you know, it's like starving artist. You get it? You get the colloquialism?
Hungry.
You get the connection?
Greedy.
Yeah.
Stomach.
You got to say it with feeling. You're going to be like, I'm hungry. You can't be like, I'm hungry, or I'm famished. You got to be like, I'm hungry. You got to say it with feeling. So, again, on a real note, definitely kids, it's imperative for them to have breakfast. You know, so I applaud all the community centers and all the different 501c nonprofit organizations that, you know, provide, like, school lunches during the summer, school breakfasts before school starts and things of that nature. Those programs have to remain in place because if a child is hungry, the least thing they're worried about is their academics for that moment, okay? And I knew, you know, me personally growing up, we didn't have a lot of food sometimes or resources. My mom, she did the best she could. My stepfather did, you know, the best he could, and my father in a different area. He was still very active in my life. They did the best. Let me tell you, they made a dollar out of 15 cents, okay? What you say? Yeah, they made a dollar out of 15 cents. But today, things have changed. The players are different. So, you know, give a hand to a single parent, and, you know, we all can use some help. And it's not a handout, it's a hand up, okay? So we're going to go ahead and jump right into the next musical break. Right? I'm going to bring a little bit of Pour It Up for Rihanna and a little bit of Blood Lies for Pharrell. That's my homeboy representing Virginia, Virginia Beach in the building. Virginia is on a lot, let me tell you. Pusha T, Come On Malice. We got Chris Breezy in the building, Missy Elliott Timberlin. We got Allen Iverson, and the list just goes on and on and on. I mean, Lance Gross, that played in the movie Temptation. He's from Virginia. I mean, Wanda Sykes. I mean, Virginia is in the building. If you don't know, put
in
a few people sitting behind you in the building. So nonetheless, Pour It Up, Rihanna from Barbados, representing the Bayesian community, and Bloodlines. It's the I've Got Something to Say Radio Show, Miss Fabulous D. Slate. Let's go hungry.
Throw it up. Watch it all fall out.
That's how we ball out. Ballet costs $100 bill. So got my money, gold all up in my grill. So got my money, who cares how you hate it feel? So got my money, call Jay up and go to jail. So got my money, my fragrance on and they love my smell. So got my money, so who cares about what I spend? So got my money, my pocket's deep and they never end. So got my money, I'm going dumb with. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out.
Everybody get up.
Maybe I'm going down. Maybe I'm going down. Maybe I'm out of my head.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Since I'm a good girl.
Landline.
Yes. That song make you want to sound like you from the episode of Good Times. Hey.
That's right.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the song of the summer. I'm telling you, if you don't even speak English, you know about Blurred Lines. And that song...
And I got to congratulate Robin Thicke on that song because he's hit the big time with that single. So congratulations to Mr. Robin Thicke.
Oh, absolutely. Paula, girl, you're so lucky. And that's all I'm going to say. You are so lucky. Yes, and shout out to my homeboy once again, Pharrell. Let me tell you about Pharrell. Pharrell Williams. When I was an educator back in, probably want to say the late 90s, Pharrell, I made contact with he as well as Chad Hugo, okay, the Neptunes. They came out to my school, my middle school that I was working at, Ruckner Middle School, shout out to them, in Norfolk. And I put on a fashion show, and Pharrell, Chad Hugo, some of the local radio disc jockeys, rest in peace to DJ Law, used to be one half of the Buddha Brothers, Big B, Chris Caliente, Deja, you know, Miss Blends, all of them were very community-oriented and giving back to the community. Let me tell you, those kids, I see one of my students who is approaching 30 now. I'm like, wow, please don't tell me that, because that means I'm getting younger. But, you know, she's married with children and everything now, and she introduced her husband to me. I was like, God, I just remember just writing you up because you were talking too much, and now you're introducing me to your husband. I say all of that to say this. Whatever you do in life, you can either affect or infect somebody. And she said, baby, this is the young lady that I had as a student telling her husband, Michelle, you know, Poet of Justice, my alias, brought Pharrell Williams and the Neptunes to the school. And they just, excuse me, had a blast. So shout out to Pharrell, who always gave back. Malice is another one, No Malice Now. And Pusha T, you know, the clips, they came out and they supported the kids and always giving back. So, you know, it really means a lot if you're an established artist, but you're still taking the time out to give back to the community, because these kids and these young adults and, you know, we're the ones that are supporting your career. So it doesn't hurt to take an hour or so out of your schedule to give back. So shout out to Pharrell, whose mom is a former educator in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So just a little bit of background history and some other people who were involved with education. Let me see. I'm trying to think, my guy who represents Mississippi, David Banner. I had an opportunity to interview him when I worked for a magazine, and he has a master's degree, from my understanding, in education. Little Wayne has a college degree in sociology. Yolanda Adams is a former educator. I think she taught either third grade or fourth grade. Don't quote me on that. But, you know, education is very, very invaluable, and you know, definitely we want to salute all of our teachers, educators. You know, even if you're a crossing guard, you still partake in the development of our young minds. So for that, we salute you today. So this actually turned into an educational show, because we entertain and we educate. So we're edutainers. You like that, don't you?
Edutainers.
We're edutainers. So be a good girl. Y'all better sing that song. T.I. What? All day. I'm telling you, that song is so hot for the summer.
Hot.
You get it? Hot for the summer? Okay. So we're going to keep it moving. 54 minutes after the hour, We're going to be starting to dwindle down and close out shop real quick. But I want Dee to tell me what will be a deal breaker. So we're going to introduce the newest segment, Deal Breaker. And once we come back with that, we're going to give you another musical break and come back with our final thoughts. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. So, ladies and gentlemen, D Slate, the Deal Breaker with D Slate.
What's the deal breaker for me today? I think the deal breaker for me today is, and this right here is for all my up and coming entertainers out there, all the people that want to make their dream, all the people that want to make. Back again,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen. You know, I was speaking my mind, and you know, the man tried to cut me off, but I will be heard, ladies and gentlemen. I will be heard. Understand that I was getting to something deep, and somebody tried to cut your brother off, ladies and gentlemen. But that you can't shut D Slate up. You can't shut by any means necessary. You can't shut me up. Like I was saying real quick.
Not the revolution, but the revolution. That's
right. You know what I'm saying? Understand that. But what I was saying was that my deal breaker for today, and this goes out to all my up-and-coming entertainers out there, my deal breaker for me tonight will be that I hate to see celebrity individuals or individuals that's already making their dreams come true take advantage of what they have. You know, you hear so many of them in the news, you know, getting arrested and acting crazy and taking drugs and just flipping out, domestic violence, so many crazy things. And my whole thing is I feel like, they're taking advantage of, they're taking advantage of their dreams that are coming true. They're taking advantage of what they have. There's so many people that want to be where they are, you know, and I feel like, You know, some people want to say, oh, you know, well, they're human, they make mistakes. Okay, but, you know, some things are a little bit much. I mean, there are some individuals out there that are just flipping out and going crazy. And I don't want to put too many names out there, but there's quite a few celebrities in the news right now that's really tripping out right now. And there's so many up-and-comers and so many amateurs out there who just dream about being there where a lot of those individuals are. And I feel like, you know, don't stop taking advantage of what you have and be blessed and feel great about what you have and be positive about it. You know, try to help the next person. You know, there's so many of them out there that don't even want to help some of these up-and-comers get to where they want to be, because sometimes, you know, greed comes into effect and people want to stay on top for such a long time and is afraid that somebody new is going to come along and take their spot. You know, and that's not the way it works, because if you truly believe in what you do and you truly, you know, have confidence and you truly, you know, are a positive individual and, you know, you'll stay in the games for a very long time. You know, you'll stay in the business for a long time. You'll be able to have longevity. I think that it's really great, you know, for some of those individuals that always try to help the up-and-comers and help them get to where they want to be. And I think that, you know, my deal breaker is to stop taking advantage of what you have and stop, you know, putting negative press out about yourself and, you know, stop going crazy. Just relax. Enjoy your life. Enjoy, you know, your fame and, you know, help the next person, man. You know, help those that want to be where you are. You know, just calm it down a little bit and come back down to reality. And just realize that you're in the spotlight now, so people are going to be watching you carefully. So you got to be careful with what you're doing and saying and how you're acting out there, you know. So I just feel like don't take advantage of what you have. You know, be blessed about it and be happy that you are where you are.
Wow. Now, that's real right there, D-Slay. I mean, I received that because, again, it may not be something that you feel that, you know, you're impressionable by, but there's always someone watching you and looking at you and wanting to emulate your steps or emulate your movement or what have you. So it's extremely critical that you think about things before you say it. And it's an acronym for THINK. And I don't know all of its entirety, but, you know, I know T is to think it out, or the thought process, or the H is, you know, I'm going to get that, and I'm going to try to have it for the next show, you know, if I can think about it, get it? But, you know, it has
That's
to
right.
be relevant. Is it going to help somebody? Is it going to hinder somebody? Is it impactful? Is it necessary? I think those are some of the initials that kind of reserve for the acronyms and the word THINK itself. So that was powerful, my brother, what you said. I thoroughly, thoroughly couldn't agree with you more about the deal breaker is, you know, are you influencing someone in the correct manners, or are you just chasing paper? You know, dream keepers or paper chasers, you know, and you
That's
can
right.
you can be one the same, but, you know, at the end of the day, how can you bear your soul? So that's some deep stuff right there. Okay, right. Time is now 3 minutes after the hour. We're going to be wrapping up this segment of the I Got Something to Say radio show. This has truly, truly been a powerful segment. We've laughed, we've cried, we've inspired, you know, we've desired all of those things in retrospect that gives us the great shows that we have. We're not in competition with anyone, not including ourselves. We're just trying to be ourselves and do the best that we can do, because radio is powerful and words are impactful. And once you say them, you cannot ever, ever, ever take them back. So it's critical to be thoughtful of what you say and how you say it, because the next person may either need to receive it or they can live without it. But we hope that you can't live without us, because we do this for the people. You know, we do it for the people, don't we, D-Slay?
We do it for the people.
Do it for the people. Yes, to all of my supporters and fan base people, you know, far and near, you know, I just want to just say thank you again, salute, for everything that you've done to advance my career, and this is just a short term of what's to come. So my closing comments will be following D-Slate. D-Slate, what is your commentary on tonight's show?
Well, I mean, I just want to say again, you know, we had a fabulous show as always, pun intended. We had a fabulous show as always, you know, a wonderful show we always have on Mondays, and, you know, each day that we're on the air, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I feel truly blessed to have such great listeners and such great supporters of the Owl Radio Network. And yeah, I got something to say, show. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us. Just again, you know, just keep tuning in with us all the time. We're gonna keep giving you guys real radio, keep giving you guys dynamic radio all the time, every single time you guys listen to us. So we'll keep giving you guys great radio. Just keep tuning in with us. And tonight was a very wonderful show, as always. You know, I thank, you know, our incredible host, you know, TJ, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, you know, for doing such an incredible job. And she's such a blessing and very talented. And I thank her so much for being who she is. And, you know, everybody else that's a part of the network, thank you guys so much, man. I love all of you guys. And we're going to continue to keep doing great. And, you know, all the supporters and listeners, you know, tell your fans, you know, tell your friends, tell your family to tune in with us. I mean, we got some incredible radio coming up in the future. So just keep tuning in with us. You know, tomorrow on the Tuesday spot, Leo, myself, got a couple of actors and actresses on with us tomorrow. So make sure you tune in. You know, this Wednesday, Nod Your Head Wednesday with Brock Gunny and RC. You know, hip hop legend J. Rude the Damager, comedian G Thang will be on the show. And you know, we may have some special guests for Celebrity Thursday, so just tune in. You never know who's going to be on the show. Tune in every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. The Hour Radio Network. Love you guys so much. Hey, it gets real.
Keep it real. That's right. Keep it real. Keep it real. Wear your own grill. Oh, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, tonight has been, you know, epic, and it's been magical. You know, CK, you know, we're with you, brother, and just thank you for your
yeah.
time of services, and, you know, we're looking forward to coming back and so forth, so just thank you for that. Also want to give a shout-out to, like I said, my mother, who's a huge supporter of the DIY Show Radio Network, and her 70s, you know, can appreciate the craft of true artistry at work on the MIC. So thank you, Mommy. To my other friends, that you don't have to be family or been born into the family to be family, you know, so just thank you for, you know, friendships all over the place, you know, from Norfolk, Virginia, all the way to Barbados, West Indies, you know. You know, I've received that, and definitely, you know, friendships come far and few. So, you know, once a friend, always a friend, and I take very much so of a serious task regarding that. To all the businesses, you know, just keep yourself, you know, occupied and stay focused and stay driven and purpose-oriented, and things are going to work itself out. And these are words of encouragement. You know, sometimes you can speak things not only for you, but someone else may too be inspired. To my Facebook friends who follow my statuses, you know, just thank you. These are not things that I think up for entertainment purposes. It may be something which I'm going through that you can benefit from as well. So, you know, my close friends, you know who you are. I just thank you for ongoing and untimely support. And for the DIY Show Radio Network, you know, I'm glad that we have a platform and we have a mechanism. And we have a boss, D. Slate, who has a very open mind and a humble heart and a heart of flesh that beats of flesh and not of stone. So we thank you, brother, for that. You're just awesome, 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 awesome. So, you know, and truly, the listening audience, you all are thebomb.com. Can I say that? That's like 1980s, right? But I'm bringing it back.
Thebomb.com.org/awesome.
right, /, all caps, right. all of that. So, you know, just stay strong, stay positive. And, you know, we just hope to hear or see you soon. So with that, we're going to leave you tonight with a guest that we had on previous Thursday. I thoroughly enjoyed having, you know, being able to have been a part of D. Slate's segment, Celebrity Thursdays, and that was just magical with Emile LaRue as well as Marcus Houston. Just an excellent guy, very personable. So this is a single off of his new forthcoming album. Also stay tuned for a movie that he, who else is going to be in the movie? Romeo, Jack Kay from 227 Sister Sister, as well as Keisha Knight Pullum. Yes, yeah, so stay tuned for more information regarding that. I'm sure the boss is going to be posting some stuff, and we'll be in
touch with
Marcus Houston's folks and management team. They'll be bringing some more stuff, but this is a very talented guy, and I'm glad that he's steadfast in the industry. So with all of that, salute Montego Caribbean. I'll be back next week on Tuesday for Lyrically Spoken, Wagwan to my West Indies. And you all just have a very successful piece of the remaining of the evening, and just God bless. Remember, life is short, and so is my real hair. Good night, and we're going to leave you with Your Love a Try, or Give Your Love a Try, or Your Love a Try. Marcus Houston, ladies and gentlemen.
Give Your Love a Try, the new single by Mr. Marcus Houston on his new album, forthcoming album, Famous. The I Got Something to Say show. You guys have a wonderful night.
Holla, I'm hungry.
Holla, man, I'm home.
Holla.
I've been running for so long, baby, that it gets easy every time. And girl, I'ma give your love a try, your love a try. Oh girl, I'ma give your love a try, your love a try. Oh girl, I'ma give your love a try, your love a try. Oh girl, I'ma give your love a try, your love a try. Oh girl, I'ma give your love a try. When I feel it coming on, I wanna turn around.
Turn up the radio for the quote of the day.
One, two, welcome.